Shortly before the first basis meeting in 1982, the Tampa Bay estuary was deathly sick. Decades of urbanization resulted in polluted water, degraded habitat, and diminished marine populations. Holly Greening, executive director of the Tampa Bay Estuary Program, remembers when many were writing off the bay's future.
Some of the newspapers at that time actually called the bay dead. It was very heavily polluted by nitrogen pollution. There were sheets of macroalgae on the shorelines from excess nitrogen coming into the bay. The water clarity was very poor. We had lost 50% of our seagrasses since the 1950s.
In Tampa Bay, canals were dug through wetlands for drainage and flood control. Seawalls were erected. Mangroves were cleared for access to waterfront views and ditched and filled to control mosquito populations. By the late 1970s, coastal ecosystems in Tampa Bay were unraveling as mangroves, seagrasses, and wetlands were vanishing. Efforts to restore the bay began around the time of Basis 1. Brant Henningsen is a chief environmental scientist with the Southwest Florida Water Management District.
And it was just about that break time when Tampa Bay actually started improving. And some of the local scientists and managers realized no one had ever done this before for Tampa Bay. And they wanted to create this forum to not only heighten the awareness and understanding of Tampa Bay, but a dialogue that would continue to help move the environmental agenda along, you know, better for the Tampa Bay area.
BASIS was organized to address the state of the bay and to understand the conditions crippling its environment. The conference brought together resource managers and scientists from disciplines like geology, hydrology, and fisheries to create a concerted effort to improve the area's ecosystem. 27 years later, knowledge gained through BASIS has rejuvenated the bay. Implemented programs have included regulation of pollution and sewage discharge, resource management of fisheries, and taxpayers' willingness to support land acquisition programs. Suzanne Cooper is a principal planner with the Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council.
Well, dramatically improved water quality because of decreased sewage discharges and much better control of point source pollutants, the phosphate industry, the ports, and tremendous advances in water quality, which have led to improvements in seagrasses.
This in turn has led to improvements for the fishing industry, tourism, and recreation. Today, the bay has rebounded dramatically from its environmental low point almost three decades ago. According to the Tampa Bay Estuary Program, water clarity has improved to 1950s conditions, and more than 6,000 acres of seagrasses have been restored since 1982, bringing back species like bay scallops and sea trout. Environmental scientist Henningsen considers this success a model for other threatened waters.
In many ways, the Tampa Bay estuary is setting the mark for other urbanized estuaries around the world. We're one of the few estuaries, if not perhaps the only estuary in the world, where we actually are seeing improvements over time instead of further decreases in water quality and habitat values.
Other challenges still persist, however, said Ed Sherwood, a program scientist at the Tampa Bay Estuary Program.
In Florida, there's always going to be the major challenge of dealing with increased population growth and expansion and urbanization of our watersheds. And in the face of other stressors like climate change and sea level rise impacts.
More than 3 million people reside in the Bay Area, and that number is expected to double by 2050. Sea levels may rise by 1 to 3 feet by century's end, according to the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And Florida's Congress is currently debating reopening offshore drilling. But the sentiment of conference attendees is that addressing such challenges will take the same coordination and cooperation between scientists and resource managers, for which BASIS was created. The Planning Council's Cooper said it will also take a new generation to continue the work of improving and preserving the bay ecosystem.
What we see is not only a lot of the quote-unquote old guard that's been here since the beginning or before, but we see a terrific bunch of young people who are coming in and being able to spend time with us to understand the institutional knowledge and appreciate what's happened and then what they need to do to carry on.
BASIS 5 took place this week, beginning Tuesday, and is organized roughly every 5 years. This is Matthew Simatile, reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF.